This is the Composer's Datebook for December 3rd. I'm John Zeck. Today's the birthday of composer and conductor José Serebrier, who was born in Montevideo, Uruguay on December 3rd, 1938. When he was 9, he began to study the violin and made his conducting debut when he was 11. In high school, Serebrier organized and conducted the first youth orchestra in Uruguay and started composing his own music as well. In the mid-1950s, he received a U.S. State Department fellowship to study composition with Vittorio Giannini at the Curtis Institute of Music and with Aaron Copland at Tanglewood. Serebrier also served as apprentice conductor with the Minneapolis Symphony under Antal Doradi and was appointed composer-in-residence with the Cleveland Orchestra under George Sell. His music also attracted the attention of Leopold Stokowski, who premiered Serebrier's first symphony with the Houston Symphony. For many years, Serebrier's busy career as a conductor left little time for composing, but recently we've been seeing a number of new works by Serebrier. This is from the opening of his third symphony, a work written in the space of just 1 week. "It came out of my pen as if I was just transcribing something that had always been in my memory," says Serebrier. "Later, I was reminded of a statement by my friend, the Finnish composer Eino Johanni Rautavaara, who says, 'Music exists in some other plateau, and we composers merely write it down.'" Perhaps for that reason, Serebrier entitled his new symphony, The Mystical. For more on José Serebrier's dual career as conductor and composer, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.